From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you just joined us, I'm marveling at thousands more tweets. I was talking to Watson today. There's just thousands more how they're going to kill Romney, close quote. Kill him, and hey, he's going to be in this area. Let's go kill him, close quote. Secret Service does almost nothing. Seen a few arrested people where they were like in the town a mile from him, and hey, let's get our rifle and go get him. They arrested that guy. I just marvel at that I've had the FBI call my office and ask about the Obama deception and then show up about something else but ask about the Obama deception. A film that says Obama's a puppet. And then meanwhile, these people can do all this. Listen, I'm not intimidated. If you think you're intimidating me, you better, you know, check yourself a little bit because it's not having that effect. I am absolutely sick and tired of the New World Order. I am sick and tired of dumbed down people, black, white, you name it, playing into it. And I want to stop. You know, I've got a big stack of news here where government cannot deliver and cannot help people because government doesn't know how to do that. You know, I was on the hike and bike trail hiking with my wife today. And while she was taking the dog in the creek where there was some water to take a drink, I was hanging back and I was listening in the woods to city workers in plain clothes having a little secret meeting. And they saw me and scurried off. They were talking about how to raise more revenue, what they were going to do at the city council. I don't know who they were. They were government people because the city's in all this trouble for secret meetings. And the county attorney has said, though, well, just don't break the law anymore with all your secret meetings. So I'm down there. I just cannot go anywhere. I didn't even have my cell phone on me or I'd have tried to videotape it. These folks are going, well, we've got to raise the revenue this way. We can do this. We can bring this to the council. Yes, Albert. And all of a sudden they see me listening. Like, oh, and like ring race, the three of them drift back down the woods. So I'm doing my job if the bureaucrats have to go hide in the woods to have meetings. And then what's the chances, CJ, that I would be down there? Because this went on for a couple minutes. I mean, I was like creeping up. I was only like 10 feet away by the end by a tree listening, you know, down on the Barton Creek Greenbelt. Pretty darn amazing. But that's a side issue. When we come back, I'm going to give the number out. David Ortiz interviewed Gary Johnson a couple days ago. We're going to premiere this here on the radio coming up. We premiered it on TV first Friday night. We're going to premiere it here for the radio broadcast. It's just some excerpts, a 30-minute interview, and talking about Bilderberg, New World Order, and more. It's pretty darn powerful. And I covered this some on Thursday and Friday. The Supreme Court's now hearing, hey, can they just have a police dog come up to your house without a warrant? And if it says it smells something, we're going to come in without a warrant. I mean, come on, folks. We had a family experience just Friday night. Saturday morning, opening day of deer season. That is so unbelievable that I'm not even going to talk about it on air until it's been dealt with. But this country's far gone. There's a reason I didn't go out to East Texas to our old ancestral family ranch because of the craziness I've seen in those areas. But what happened on the opening day of deer season was so beyond bizarre that we're all pinching ourselves. Government is now showing up and declaring they own people's land, having delusions like the TSA stripping down naked and beating their chest and saying, I have power, I have power. It's stuff like that. And it's going to get worse because people are now disconnected from reality. And those of us that are still somewhat connected, doesn't mean we're perfect, but we at least have some tenuous connection to it. We're going to be the bad guys. So there is just a lot of insanity taking place around the world. We're going to go to break and come back and get into what the latest poll numbers and what's really happening with the election. And then we're going to get into what really happened quickly with Sandy and the big aftermath there and the talk of postponing the election, keeping early voting going with the whole Bloomberg crime syndicate up there and what they're up to. Just unbelievable. This whole thing stinks to high heaven. And then we're going to go to your phone calls and two special reports with David Knight and David Ortiz. So it is all coming up. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Strategic. Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we're here back Sundays live, 4 to 6 Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, that's 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Montana, as in Tony Montana. All right, here's the deal. If you just tuned in, we've got Michael Moore. There's like five videos I've seen. We've just aired one because we only don't have time to bleep all the cuss words out of the others, I'll be honest. In fact, tomorrow, let's get the rest of Michael Moore's and have the sound crew bleep out all the cussing. Shane, physically rip the genitals off of Mitt Romney if he wins. And burn down U.S. cities, quote, we will burn down U.S. cities if he's not elected. If Obama's not elected, then they cut to a guy in Spanish saying, yes, we can. What's the translation of that? Si se puede. I mess it all up. Si se puede. Did I finally get it right? Threes? Yes, we can. The point is, I played it like twice. I'm not going to play it again. It's up at Infowars.com. We played it like a week ago. Because there's now a new Bill Maher clip where he says, hey, white folks, vote for Obama or black people are going to hunt you down. And again, it's always white liberals who aren't liberals. They're limousine pimps who always support abortion, which 50%+ of blacks get aborted. Oh, yeah, you didn't know that? Always pushing how great and how wonderful it is to attack white people. And then we've done big reports all over the country, racial attacks being goaded by the media that it's a good thing to just haul white people out of their cars in Pennsylvania, Ohio, California, New York, and beat them up. And let me tell you know, people, if they got on the news and told whites to go beat up black people, they'd probably do it. I mean, people are easily influenced by the media. The globalists want racial politics, and you've got all these people that feel dependent on government, and they don't know how to make it without government, and they are so angry thinking that Mitt Romney wants to take their goodies, when all I saw Mitt Romney do was brag how much he was going to increase Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and all the goodies, and how much he loved them. Those poor people don't understand. They worked their whole lives. They'd probably get, on average, what, double, triple? Some studies show the money. By some show three times, four times. Most show double the money if you invested that in a guaranteed 4% return. But they steal your money. And listen, once the political class has enough people on the dole, they're just going to vote to take everything we've got. Our guns, our children, our lives. The Democrats are promoting a national draft. Wrangle and others. They're monsters. And again, the Democrats are absolute monsters. The Republicans are horrible globalists as well. It's just that the Democrats are so much worse. So you're like, well, then do we vote for Republicans? Well, no, because there is our damnation. The Republicans of today are like Democrats 25 years ago. The Democrats have taken us so far on the Overton window and learned helplessness and the normalcy bias towards absolute tyranny. And they always have the moral high ground. You don't like government-run health care? You're a racist. How many times have you heard that? And meanwhile, the Democratic leaders are on there saying, we're going to burn down cities if Obama doesn't get elected. And you know what? The Democrats are happy. If folks in inner cities burn down their neighborhoods, that only makes them more dependent on government, doesn't it? That's why they admit they came out with a great society and said, we'll pay you not to have a man in the house so we can break up your family and put your man in prison. Because that creates illegitimacy. That creates poverty. That creates crime. They've destroyed the black community. 90+% illegitimacy. Did you know, I've looked at the numbers. You can pull these up. Just type in black illegitimacy lower than white illegitimacy in 1950. I was all for ending segregation, ending stuff like that. But the system they brought in was even worse, because you had thriving black communities, Christian communities that were rising, and the system didn't like that. The big monopolies didn't like it, and they went in and they destroyed it. And now look at it. It's a wreck. And they took the gangster culture, they projected into that as cool, where the only way you can make money was in crime, and they projected it into all our communities. Doesn't matter what, quote, community you're in. They bombard you with this garbage. Now, let's talk about government here. Before I get more into the election, your calls, here is the toll-free number on any of these issues for first-time callers on this Sunday edition, 877-789-ALEX. Different number on Sundays, so everything's produced out of here. Weekdays, it's out of Minnesota. Even though I'm here in Austin, they do the phones up there. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And we'll get you up and on the air. We got two special reports coming up. Breaking news with Gary Johnson that we talked to on Friday. Libertarian presidential candidate talks about the New World Order and more. But let's just go through these headlines here. New York Times, in New York's public housing, fear creeps in with the dark. Yeah, because you've disarmed everybody, broke up the families. Doesn't matter when the power goes off in places like Texas. Because let me tell you something, we've got more weapons than the Pentagon. There's only looting around here. But, oh, poor New York, great city, great people. I've been there many times. Chicago, great city, great people, but run by crime bosses, highest crime rates in the country. Chicago, highest crime rate in the world. They got Mexico City beat up there. And our great 1530 listeners are up there listening to us every day, and they agree. Continuing, Daily Mail. Misery for 2.5 million still without power after 6 days as lawlessness and fear take over New York's outer boroughs. What did I tell you last Sunday and Monday? Myself and Paul Watson wrote articles how the looters were planning racial attacks and looting, and we got video of people being racially attacked, you name it, and the media won't even cover it. It's in little local news blurbs, but not a national story. Continuing here. Batman, run looters, people fighting them with bats. Look at this photo right here. Look at this amazing photo of your PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. People are fighting off looters with bows and arrows. Because you're not allowed to have guns, but you're allowed to have a bow and arrow. Don't worry, Bloomberg will have that banned now that you notice that happened. Mafia kings only want, and that's, you know, globalist New World Order, telling you what you can drink and eat, telling you you can't have guns. I mean, that's tyranny. That's government crime. Queens residents arm themselves with post-storm blackout from looters. Government isn't there, can't protect you. Basically, police standing down. Where's document cam? I'll put it there for people. Right here. I mean, look right here. I mean, this is amazing. Look at this. Hurricane Sandy leaves frenzy for gas, though help on the way. Chaos reigns as free gas fiasco. Government said, don't worry. We're going to deliver you all this free gas, and then everybody showed up, and there were traffic jams. There wasn't enough gas for even 1% of the people. Government can't and won't deliver to you, but I've got articles here where they go on to admit people are defending themselves with baseball bats and bows, and now government, 6.5 days into this, is saying, okay, we'll now pay private contractors to bring in food, water, and other things. And now New Yorkers, I have an article here on the stack, are demanding concealed carry. Let us protect ourselves, man. The criminals have guns. New York faces massive housing problem after Sandy, governor says. CNN. Devastated Rockaways residents lash out at Bloomberg during unannounced visit. Lights in lower Manhattan, misery in outer regions. The lights are off. Well, they're turning the lights off in Europe, saying it's for carbon taxes because the extra money, you have to pay more for energy to pay to Al Gore and others in their Rockefeller, Rothschild-owned carbon scam. But, oh, the lights are off for other folks in New York. Oh, isn't that too bad? But the financial district's being protected. Get used to all the lights being off in the new dark age. Because everything, they're going to take all your money and make you pay giant property taxes on a giant tyranny, a little cracker box home. That's Agenda 21. And it goes on and on and on, how they're having to get private groups in there, private contractors in there. Look at Katrina, where they did have guns, the government came and took them. Oh, you're high and dry, you got a generator, we see your lights are on, up against the wall. We're taking your guns. You saw it. All the guns will be taken. No one will be allowed to be armed. I need to play those clips again. Now, coming up, we are going to get into the latest election news, the real polls, and what they show. And then your phone calls, as well as Libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson. We're going to premiere him talking about the new world order. I'm Alex Jones, and we are the Resistance.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health and environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Okay, I want to go to your phone calls. Again, we have two special reports that are short but very important coming up, dealing with the end of the Fourth Amendment or the expansion of that move, and also Gary Johnson, the Libertarian presidential candidate, his take on the New World Order. Pretty important stuff with our own David Ortiz and David Knight both reporting. First, I want to go to some of your calls after I hit this news as quickly as possible. If you just tuned in, I'm seeing stuff that's just, well, quite criminal. And it means they've been given authorization to do it. I will assure you, Home Box Office, HBO, MoveOn.org, and others, they would not be saying riot, burn down cities, attack white people if Obama is not elected, unless this was some type of plan. And you would not have thousands of people on Twitter calling for violence and burning down cities, not getting in trouble or almost not getting in trouble in all cases, if they weren't being given protection by the Justice Department. The same people that ship guns into Mexico on record to blame the Second Amendment, the same people that have been involved in, well, just so many crimes it makes my head spin. You know, we're moving into this phase now in America where the globalists have committed so many crimes with the banker bailouts, the insider sweetheart crony deals, that they want to just go ahead and take over, because they know that if the American people, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, ever together, who love liberty, ever come together and get our country back and realize that big government is not the way to prosperity, it's the way to bondage and tyranny. If we ever come together, they know they're all going to jail. And so we're at a crossroads here, and it doesn't mean that Mitt Romney's going to save us. It's just that if Obama gets elected, he will not be facing re-election, and he will go hog wild. He will have the power of the executive order, unbridled. He will have the power of the pardon. And I see the power structure right now trying to rig this. Again, I've seen articles out of England, articles out of Europe, articles out of Las Vegas, articles out of Ireland. Here's one of them. Irish betting site calls race early, pays out Obama victory, bets 2 days early. So selling the idea that, oh, the famously seedy gambling industry, they say. Jim Cramer, Obama is going to obliterate Romney in a historic landslide, despite the fact that all the polls show the opposite. They're getting you ready for a stolen election. Nat Silver, Obama's odds of winning have now hit 85%. With 2 days to go, Obama's odds of winning re-election have reached their highest level ever. Really, I thought there was a surge by Romney. Again, I'm just reporting that they're telling you something here that's butt backwards. According to New York Times polling guru Nat Silver. I mean, the New York Times, they told us about WMDs in Iraq. They've had their own people quit and go public. They're ordered to lie. Total cost of election, New York Times reports, could be $6 billion. It's already over $4 billion. Gee, do you think there could be some chicanery going on if they'll spend billions of dollars on this, all these interests, including foreign governments? Gee, you think they might be manipulating the betting houses to pay out early, even if they have to pay out to others later? Won't be in the news. Then everybody will forget. Gallup poll, Romney holding 5-point lead among likely voters. The Hill. But so what if Gallup says that? Here's the University of Colorado Boulder. Analysis of election factors points to Romney win. University of Colorado study shows. Doesn't matter, they've been right in the last five elections since 1980. Let's just ignore scientific reports. Because, hey, the gambling houses, they say it's Obama. And by the way, he's a Peace Prize winner, even though he's launched more wars than Bush. Gallup, Romney up 52-45 among early voters. That just came out a couple days ago. But let's just ignore all that because, well, you know. I mean, we all heard Cramer, who's told us to invest in so many things that turnout going the opposite direction. I'm sure he made a mistake. It's not like he was pumping and dumping. He wouldn't do that, even though he's on video admitting he's pumped and dumped. Just type in Kramer admits he's committed crimes. Kramer admits he's pumped and dumped, and you'll see him bragging about it. Romney gains ground in latest poll of swing states. Of course, nowadays, you don't go to jail when you pump and dump. Look at Facebook. We told you that was a pump and dump. It'd lose half its value in a week. It did. Romney gains ground in latest poll of swing states. Maintains lead nationally. Isn't that funny? That's one out of the Associated Press. Momentum. Romney increases lead in national swing state poll show. Here's another one. CBS News. National and in swing states. Romney Obama in neck and neck. Even CBS, that's pro-Democrat, has to admit it's, quote, neck and neck, which isn't even really the case. Here, let me show you some more. Let me show you some more of these headlines. Dead heat for Romney and Obama in latest Michigan poll. Yeah, they're showing the one where it's a dead heat. Most show Romney winning. Trib poll shows presidential race in Pennsylvania remains too close to call. Romney was 10 points behind a few months ago. Our choice for America's future. The Daily News endorses Mitt Romney. New York Daily News. Doesn't matter. Freudian slip. Candy Crowley calls him President Romney. Daily presidential tracking poll. Rasmussen. Again, shows Romney continuing to be in the lead. And it goes on and on and on. Let's continue here. But that doesn't matter because there's going to be extra polls held open longer in the big rotten Bloomberg run Apple where he tells you what you can eat, where he tells you you can't have a gun, where he had checkpoints set up with people trying to get in to get their families. You got to have three or four people in a car to come in here. Turn around. Sir, my wife got stuck in the city. She didn't even turn around before I club your head in. I got a reporter I don't have time to get to. The TSA is now wearing uniforms that look military. This happened to a Lou Rockwell writer screaming at everyone. You're like, well, that's outrageous. They want to get you used to it, okay? This is what tyranny looks like. You haven't experienced it yet because your forefathers would rather die than be slaves. We became jellyfish. We acted like sheep. The wolves came. When you roll over and make dying sounds in the middle of the woods and, you know, northern Canada, big timber wolves are going to come rip your throat out. When you act like a man, they're going to run in fear. Like with grizzly bears, you stand your ground or you run at them. Then you got maybe a 95% chance of living. You run, you're dead. You understand that? You got to face these people. Can you guys, if you can find it, pull up David Knight's EPA Alex Jones analogy. It was only like 2 minutes long. It was so good. I think we heard that on the weekday show, but it's so good. What's the name that we can call David to? One of our great reporters. It's EPA Alex Jones analogy. I forget the exact name of it. Let's just call David Knight. That'll be the quick. All right, I'm calling during the break. We're about to go to break. New York City Board of Elections. It's possible voting may be permitted beyond Tuesday. This is big news. I mean, that means a postponed election. That means all the lawyers involved. That means time in these states controlled by the Democrats, where Romney's winning in Michigan, in Colorado, in Ohio, in Minnesota, where traditionally Democrat, where the Democratic Party runs things. Now they're going to have a chance to fix things while the wait is on. Oh, yeah. Just like the Republicans fixed things when Ron Paul won Iowa and Maine. Oh, you bragged. The Republicans even bragged they stole it on. That's how arrogant they are. Well, now they get to have the same thing back. So that's all coming out. Four men arrested in Pittsburgh for stealing Romney signs while driving a sheet metal truck. We got other reports. Las Vegas woman arrested trying to vote twice. You guessed it. We're going to come back, ladies and gentlemen. But they're already telling us Obama, he's won the 2012 election.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Smoke on the water, fire in the sky. All right, we're going to go to your phone calls, and we've got two short special reports in the final segment coming up. We'll also take calls next segment. But since I mentioned it, that liner says leading a frontal assault on the New World Order. And that's the answer. We're the good guys, whether you're old, young, whether you live in New York City or Los Angeles or Austin, Texas. If you love freedom and you love choice, then you should support the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Not that we ever implemented the whole thing, but it's really a good idea. That's why it's under attack by authoritarians worldwide. And I'm going to play a couple reports put together, a new one premiering in here by David Knight, the same reporter, and David Ortiz coming up in the next segment. But you know, I talk about coyotes. Coyotes have not been recorded until recent times to kill people. But I go all over Austin because I'm a big hiker, and I see signs everywhere saying, you know, where's my cat? Where's my little dog? Well, coyotes ate them. But the very same liberals don't want anybody to shoot the coyotes. So the coyotes know, come into Austin with the greenbelts and eat your small dog, eat your cat. People have had their large dogs attacked by packs of coyotes and had their, they do the same thing the Democrats want to do to Mitt Romney in that clip we played. They rip the genitals off, the nose off, you name it, if they're not able to kill the animal. And coyote attacks are at record numbers. But I saw an article last year out of Arkansas where a woman was at a park, ran from coyotes, and they killed her. See, if you run from a predator, it thinks you're prey. But if you stand up to it, it will back off 9 times out of 10. Same thing with polar bears, grizzly bears. You roll over in fear, you're dead. You stand your ground and thump your chest, it's going to think, well, I'm going to leave that alone. That doesn't look like a seal. That doesn't look like prey. That looks like something ready to get it on. If you hold a stick up in front of a bear like it's a gun, animals are smart, folks. I can be out in the woods without a rifle, and there's squirrels all over the place barking at me in a tree. But I grab a stick and act like it's a rifle, they're all gone. Crows up in the top of a pine tree will shut up. I'm a hunter. I know these things. I'm a primitive man. I'm also advanced. You see, when I'm primitive, it gets me back to my roots, which allow me in this modern world to excel because they've trained you to be a jellyfish. The answer is to get back to our roots of being wily and smart. None of us want to be domesticated. Nobody selling us on a free lunch wants to really give us a free lunch. They want to run our lives, and that goes for Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. So David Knight broke down this parallel between, if you're listening on the radio, he shows video when he talks about the bears, what to do of Alex Jones, myself, and others out there protesting. The video is called EPA Lies About the Smoky Mountains. They say the Smoky Mountains are smoky. The old Indian word meant Smoky Mountains. It's haze, hot air and cold air hitting. But they say it's pollution. That's why they're smoky. So pay Al Gore money. Here's the clip.
I'm David Knight reporting for InfoWars Nightly News. Just before I left for Austin, I took my family to the Smoky Mountains. Now, long before the Europeans named it the Smoky Mountains, the Cherokee had a name for it, and if I pronounce it correctly, it's something like Shaconoque, which means place of the fine particulate smog. No, not actually. That's what the EPA wants you to think. I was surprised to see this graphic on the EPA's site where they explain what PM2.5 is. They use the Smoky Mountains as a poster child. Is it really PM2.5 and man-made smog that makes the Smoky Mountains smoky? No. We all know that it isn't, but we see this kind of thing done over and over again, like they did with polar bears on ice floes. Remember that? And, of course, Al Gore is telling us that the oceans are rising, but he builds his $9 million mansion in Montecito, California, right on the ocean side. So I don't think he believes that either. But they use these subliminal messages to try to convince us, and they can be quite effective. And speaking of bears, every visitor to the Smoky Mountains gets a handout that looks like this, warning you about black bears. As my wife was reading that to the small children, I started thinking a lot of the stuff they were saying about bears could be said about government, especially about the EPA. Let me just read a few things here. With aggressive behavior, the bear, the EPA, is demanding more space. If the bear or EPA continues to follow you, stand your ground. If the EPA gets closer, talk louder or shout at it. Act aggressively. Act together as a group if you have companions. Make yourself look as large as possible. Don't run, don't turn away, and don't feed the EPA. It only encourages further problems. David Knight, InfoWars Nightly News.
Okay, let's go to your calls as quickly as possible. Lucas, Dan, Greg, Dave, Bozer, Scott in D.C., and others. We'll get to all of you if we have time. Lucas, in FEMA Region 5, I'm in FEMA Region Texas, Texas. Oh, it's FEMA Region 4 now? Texas is FEMA Region 6. So, Lucas, where are you in FEMA Region 5?
Indiana.
All right, buddy. What do you think of all the stuff we've covered today?
You've done a great job, as usual. Same situation we were in 2008, two puppets to choose from. I choose neither, but I just want to let you know that I'm a huge InfoWars supporter. I'm a Prison Planet TV member. I hand out your DVDs all the time. I turn a lot of people on your websites, and I've had a lot of success waking people up with your information.
Well, God bless you, sir. Indiana is really waking up. We've gotten a lot of information from Indiana. Again, I know Romney's a globalist as well. My point is, what do you make of talk of trying to get race riots going by the media? I mean, if you or I went on air and told people riot if Romney doesn't win, we'd be locked up. Why is Michael Moore allowed to do that?
As you pointed out, it's a divide and conquer tactic. You know, obviously they want people at each other's throats rather than paying attention to what's going on above them. But hey, I wanted to point out there's a major story that I think needs your attention, and the alternative media has kind of missed it. And
tell me.
Okay, there's an article on Activist Post. I don't want to plug a website or anything like that.
I don't care. Activist Post is a nice site. What's it reporting on?
The article is titled Obama Doctrine, the New International Order, and it's an analysis of the national security strategy of 2010, and it's all about this new international order and giving more authority.
Oh, no, they've said the UN and NATO commands our military. That is a big issue. I've got congressional hearings where they say NATO is now over our military. We might come to Congress, but we don't need you. It's unbelievable treason. I will pull that up. Guys, pull up Obama Doctrine at Activist Post. I will get that, a lot of great stuff over on their site. So we'll look into that. Anything else, sir?
No, that's where the Libya policy came from. That's why we had the Secretary of Defense saying, you know, we can go to NATO or the UN. I wrote this article for InfoWars. I try to get it through email, but I know you guys are swamped with news tips.
Yeah, there you are. Lucas Bowser, contributor.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll look at it and see if we can get it up. Our guys are working to get all the good articles up, but that's interesting. We'll look into that. If you want, we'll post it up at InfoWars.com. Thank you so much. You can always post it at PlanetInfoWars.com, the social network as well, PlanetInfoWars.com. Thank you, sir. Let's get to one more before the break, and then I come back with more breaks. After the break. Let's go to Dan in New Hampshire. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks a lot. I just want to say I've been a fan for years. You do a great show. I love what you do. I believe I'm up here in FEMA Region 1.
Yes, you are.
Manchester, New Hampshire. And got a lot of things going on with the election. Obviously, I think the fight is pretty cool that Mitt Romney's going to be here in Manchester tomorrow night. He's doing a concert at the Verizon Center with Kid Rock. And I thought it was interesting because he's here the night before the election. Almost New Hampshire is a huge battleground state for him, but there's not too many electoral votes.
Who is Kid Rock pushing?
From what I understand, it is a Romney event in which Kid Rock is performing. So,
wow, that's not a very good endorsement for Romney. I'm not bashing Kid Rock, but just give me a break.
Right, right. It's just another pop culture supporting, you know, whoever is there.
What do you think of all the calls for race war by the Democrats?
Oh, I find that very interesting. I feel pretty safe here in New Hampshire, but I don't. I'm pretty surprised that they're lashing out and basically.
Well, yeah, it's a form of terrorism. Exactly. It's unbelievable. They're criminals. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there's any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm up here in space. I keep my eye on you. My lasers trace everything you do. You think you've private lives, think nothing of the kind. There is no true escape. Big Brother's watching all the time. The NSA is elemental. Its sight is clean. It is perpetual. It keeps the country free.
All right, I'm going to stop singing. I apologize. The NSA is run by foreign banks, and it's here to make sure the global crime syndicate can take over and ship drugs into the streets of our country. That's the truth. There, I just translated the Judas Priest for you. Briefly, before I go to some calls, and then one of the reports, the David Nine will have to air tomorrow on the police dogs coming in your house without warrants now at the Supreme Court. Strategic Relocation, the new film I produced with Joel Skousen along with his book, is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. And every order gets a free citizen rule book full of evil American terrorism stuff like a Declaration of Independence. Learn about the safest areas in the United States or the world, for that matter, at InfoWarsStore.com. Strategic Relocation. Let's go to Greg in Oklahoma, then Dave in Missouri, Scott in Colorado, and others. Greg, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
I want to talk briefly about the election, but first I've always wanted to tell you that God loves all his children, just like any father loves all his children, but he's more proud of a lot of them than others, and he's definitely proud of you.
Well, I try my best, brother. Thanks for putting up with me. What's on your mind?
You're a good man. We're middle class. I gave about 3% of our income last year to InfoWars and Ron Paul. And when I saw how he was treated by the Republicans, I swore I wouldn't support Mitt Romney or whoever won for the Republicans. But I've changed my mind, and I want to give you a few quick reasons why. First, there is no opposition to the current regime except from the Patriot movement and the weak-kneed Republicans. If Bush had tried to do about half of what Obama's done, they would have had the left up in arms about it. We need the opposition of the left and the anti-war.
I agree. The left used to hate drones and secret arrest and checkpoints and wars. Under Obama, they just say, look, this guy, you know, is part African-American. Let him do whatever he wants. I mean, it's horrible.
Exactly. Second, I don't think that preppers are going to be the victims of the same opprobrium under Romney for no other reason than he's a Mormon and part of his faith is to be prepared.
No, exactly. Obama has completely shifted away from the boogeyman Al-Qaeda to saying the number one threat is veterans. I mean, how do they get away with saying veterans are the number one terror threat? I mean, they shouldn't even be on the list of terror threats.
It makes no sense either because, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of veterans have come back. There's been no terrorism.
The only way a veteran's going to be a, quote, terrorist is if you try to take their guns. They resist, they're going to be called a terrorist.
That's right. The third reason, the last one, is I'm just so upset of all these threats of rioting and all the subtle threats and intimidation that comes from...
Well, it isn't subtle when you got all these people... MSNBC, but mainly Slimeball, but you've got Marr, and you've got the self-propelled stomach Michael Moore saying burn down cities, attack white people. I mean, let me tell you, you got First Amendment, you don't have a right to call for violence, and I think they both need to have their butts arrested.
I agree. I think if Romney is elected and we see rioting and whatnot, I think we need to know that. I think we need to know where are we as a country. Are we at the place where somebody that's as heinous and lawless and authoritarian as Obama, if he doesn't get reelected, people are going to riot? We need to know that.
Listen, I'm sick of every time Nightline, MSNBC, New York Times is in my office. They say, don't you feel bad you're going to cause violence when I'm calling to peacefully restore the republic, while their people are the ones that always push it. That's what I'm saying. It's not just that they're lying about me or you. They're then doing it. I'm sick of it. I've had the FBI here over this while they're running around doing it, blaming me. I appreciate your call. Great caller. Great points. I want to go to a few more, but... Here, briefly, before we go to who's up next, Dave and others, here is part of the report with Dave Ortiz, one of our reporters, and Gary Johnson on the New World Order. Here it is. InfoWars Nightly News.
Now, in your opinion, Governor, is this world run by a handful of powerful banks?
In my opinion, this world is run by a powerful group of whether they're bankers, whether they're media... they are people that are in charge of what we hear and what we think and what we're able to do in ways that are completely undetected by all of us. And this is the opportunity here with this election, with the next election. Voting for me, I think, is to really just give that one the swiftest boot in the rear end that you could possibly give.
Now, Governor, obviously you were a former governor. Have you heard of the Bilderberg Group? And if so, what are your thoughts on this group?
You know, I've heard about it. I've done some Wikipedia is what I've read about it. And I don't have an opinion, yay or nay, as to their significance. But look, I was excluded from debates in the Republican primary. This was a decision that occurred in boardrooms. Who made those decisions? I can't tell you who made them, but they were made, and they were made in ways that excluded me unfairly, and nobody was able to even notice that happening. I could point to hundreds of different reasons. It would only be a guess, but... This is an example of how our lives get controlled by individuals that own the world, if you will.
Okay, but you don't know what goes behind, behind closed doors, these Bilderberg meetings.
I don't, and I know that you all offer conjecture on that, but I sure don't.
What were your thoughts on the presidential debates? What both candidates had to say?
All right.
There's much to do about nothing. I mean, when you
Exactly. I agree with Gary Johnson. It was like both bragging how much, you know, which side will give you more government. If you want to see the whole 34-minute interview with Gary Johnson, talks New World Order, Bilderberg, and Bohemian Grove, it's up at InfoWars.com right now, or just Google Gary Johnson talks New World Order. Let's cut that off now, though, because I promise to go to more calls. Dave in Missouri, real fast, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great job and all that you're doing. I'm one of those veterans that swore to uphold and defend the Constitution from enemies, both foreign and domestic, and I refuse to vote for any liar who's going to get up there and say that they do the same when they support the Patriot Act, which is a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment, NDAA, and
which both of them support it. Yep.
Both of them do. I flat out refuse to vote for anybody that's going to get up there and lie with the very first thing they do as president. So I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson and help him try to get that 5% so that that will open up doors that will bring down the left-right paradigm.
Well, there's no mistake that the New World Order agenda continues to move on no matter what we do. Both parties are bought off. It's just the Democrats move us at light speed and the Republicans, you know, move us at sub-warp. It doesn't matter. We're going the same direction.
Correct.
So what do we do then? Just continue to expose these people?
Yes, that's the greatest thing. Maybe Obama being elected, that would help because it's going to wake up people quicker. I posted that on the on Facebook that I refuse to vote for a liar, and I had a veteran relative say, oh, yeah, we need more people that believe like that. And then within 10, 15 minutes, he realized, well, wait a minute, that's Romney. And he supports Romney because he's not as bad as Obama. And that's brainwashing. We've been brainwashed. You know, we have to stand up to him every way we can.
No, we have been brainwashed. Look, I said this earlier. If Obama gets elected, I go from 140 stations to 300. I mean, I will enter the Michael Savage, Rush Limbaugh level in the next year if Obama's elected. But I still get what you're saying about how it's lesser of two evils, but I still don't want Obama to get in because he told me in a debate he's going to ban my guns. I mean, he said it. He loves abortion. At least Romney now has to say he's against it. So I'm like, I've never been conflicted in 17 years on air, and I am conflicted because my gut tells me Obama is going to drop the hammer. But then, like you just said, maybe that's good. Just let's just get this thing on. Let's just get it all out in the open all the way.
I think that'll wake up more people the fastest. That may be our best hope.
Well, you know what? We're going to find out in less than 48 hours. 48 hours from now, they're going to start getting ready to announce on Tuesday night who the winner is. And I'm sorry. I apologize to Scott, D.C., Jerry, and Jonathan. Call me back tomorrow. Open phones again, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. If you want to find us out there, it's InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And all I want is a future for my children. I think you want that no matter what color you are. The fact that the Democrats are calling for race riots and not getting in trouble is really scary. All right, great job of the crew. See you back tomorrow.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.